You know that ridiculous way pet owners talk to their animals?
Who's my boy? You want a potty for daddy?
Yeah, he's the best dog in the world.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our guest in the studio, our old friend Rich Johnson from Invisible Fencing Mid-State out in Hazlitt. Welcome back to the studio, Rich.
Thanks, Lee. Glad to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you here. Rich, the reason we wanted to bring you in is in our discussion about what different items people can buy, either for people who have pets or for pets themselves, one of the things that I knew from being in your store several times is that you guys carry a number of products that make great gift items or make for a better holiday period, whichever way you want to look at it. So hopefully you can share some information with us. Can you share some of the products you've brought into the studio this morning?
Sure, be happy to. Invisible Fence brand is really a behavior company, not just a containment company. We're out to help people with their pets as well as their pet containment solutions, behavior solutions, barking, chewing, staying out from under the Christmas tree, things like that. So yes, I brought along several items here, and Rick, why don't you just take one and we'll go from there.
Yeah, you got it. First one I'm thinking about is I've got a little large hockey puck here. It says Invisible Fence. It's a shield for indoor avoidance. Talk a little bit about that and why during the holidays that might be a really helpful piece of equipment.
Well, years ago in high school, my best friend was from a big family, had eight brothers and sisters, and 2 years in a row, and there was piles of gifts under the Christmas tree. 2 years in a row, their little Yorkie picked on one of his brothers and watered his gift out of all those different things. So several years back when Invisible Fence brand came up with this item, the first thing that hit my mind is, boy, that'd be great underneath a Christmas tree. Because what it does is it pushes the dog back away from the tree. We just can create a zone underneath the Christmas tree to keep the dog from getting under there. And a lot of times it's not the dog, especially if you have a female dog, of course, not soiling on the product. But I had a golden retriever that would, you know, she would stand next to the tree and say, "Hi, Goldie," and her tail would thrash and all the bulbs would go flying off.
And then you always worry about them chewing on them and that kind of thing. And
that's
seeing some interesting, it says program, but it also says range up, range down. I imagine that probably is particularly helpful if you want, whether it's a trash can or a tree or a whole room that you want to actually try to keep them out.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So this looks like a pretty awesome little thing, and it requires the collar, but the collar is something that looks very, very innocent, very small.
That's our new Microlite model we came out with last year, and for those existing customers of ours out there that already have the fence and are thinking about getting a smaller dog, or maybe purchase a smaller dog with a larger collar from the old days, these are a nice upgrade for your dog for Christmas.
So, and you have something that's much like this, if I remember, for outdoors. I'm thinking you've got a gardener in the family that also loves his dog or her dog, tell us a little bit about, just a quick one about the other one.
Well, it's called an Outdoor Shields, and it looks like a rock, so we call it the Rock.
Okay.
And it's the second version now. It's just become available to us. The way it works in conjunction with the Invisible Fence system, and it works like the indoor unit. You can dial a circular signal field from about 2 feet up to about 10 foot in diameter to keep a dog out of a garden area. Mm-hmm. You can put it next to a koi pond, for example, too.
People have
done it, with the chassis, and those guys that want to chase the fish out of the koi pond, Rick, that people just purchased from you. At any rate, the new model also, we can run up to 100 feet of wire off of it, so you can do a long flower bed by the house, for example, to keep the dog out of there, too.
Right,
so protect
the
property, keep the dog from becoming a nuisance for that gardener.
Too bad we couldn't get a collar on a blue herring. They tend to be a real problem.
Yeah, good luck getting them to stand still to put that on.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, then that's where you need the Chessie or the lab out
that's
there.
That's right. Get them away.
Right.
Get
a
time
keep
to go out and get a beautiful
happy
dog.
And safe on the yard, and keep that bird out of there.
All right. And that's what I've heard, time and time again. There's a few ways of doing it, but that's definitely one helpful way. This one's got a great name to it. It's Bitter Yuck. Yuck. Y-U-C-K. Yuck. help us out there. And I can imagine this being real particularly helpful during the holidays.
When we're in the home working with people training their dogs, a lot of times people will ask us about other behavior issues that they're having problems with, and quite often it's chewing. And Bitter Yuck is a product that you can use. You spray it on an item, and it tastes bad. And I can tell you, it does taste bad. I tried it first before, and then I let my dog try it, and she didn't like it either. But, you know, if the dog's chewing on a table leg, for example, you spray it on that, and it can make the dog will not like it and eventually back off.
Sure.
Also, what's really nice about this particular product, Bitter Yuck, it's a water base. So if you can actually use it if the dog has had a recent surgery or a hot spot, for example, if there's a spot they keep wanting to lick and irritate, you can actually spray that right on that area. And again, it'll taste bad, so the dog will just back off and they won't leave it alone. So for that function, it's a really nice product.
It's got a little nice Made in America banner in there. That's fantastic, because I'd imagine a product like this is something that would commonly be coming in from overseas, and here it is made in California, I see.
And there's a couple of little tricks to using it properly. Quite often I hear from people that buy something similar at the store, spray it on an item once, and the dog just kept going back after it. But
sure.
One of the things when we're working with people is anytime we bring something in, we try to find out a little bit more about it. So there's a couple of ways you can use it that will enhance it to work better. And
okay.
You know, when people call us, if they come to the store, because we do have a storefront in Hazlet, we do try to work with them and say, what is your problem? What's your application? And that way we make sure the product does the job for them.
Yeah. And for people that are listening in audiences, I imagine we all remember when I was out in Hazlet, and we're not there anymore. So it's nice that there's great products like this that are nearby. You're right by the railroad tracks right there in Hazlet, right?
That's correct. It's the old business section east of the railroad tracks going up the hill.
Okay, let's move onward here. Another rather substantial potential annoyance for an animal when we have neighbors nearby would be basically your anti-bark systems.
Oh, true. Yes, that's always, or not always, but quite often a real issue for folks. There's several different type of bark products, and we're especially sensitive to make sure that the right application, since we do containment, which uses a static type of correction to a dog. And it's very important that you introduce the right type of a bark control to the dog in the right circumstance. Otherwise, there's a potential there for confusing the dog. For example, I have a beagle, and a beagle has a strong scent drive. I jokingly say she's a nose with a dog stuck on it. And basically, what I did with her is I went to a spray bark.
Okay.
And what that does is when the dog barks, there's a little collar similar to an invisible fence collar size-wise. The dog wears it, feels the vibration from the throat. It actually also hears the bark at the same mm-hmm. time. And it squirts like an aerosol spray type of squirt right underneath your chops, and it smells like lemon. So
okay.
It smells like you just, you know, dusted your furniture with it.
Right, right.
And she didn't like that one little bit, that acute sense of smell that she has.
Makes sense.
Two barks, she was done.
Yeah, I always try to, you know, I see that product on her shelf, and I'm trying to, you know, really understand when one customer who has a dog versus another customer who has a dog, when that really works out and where it doesn't work out. Well, and so certainly being, like, scent-sensitive
right,
is going to be important.
I've in the past, when we first became available to us, we had some other dogs, a terrier, for example. Jack Russells, which are so popular these days, couldn't care less.
Right.
So
right.
It's important, again, you match the type of correction to the type of dog.
They're much more like sight-oriented, something moving around. They're going to be reacted to that much
right.
more than scent, right?
That's a type of dog that the static correction might be your best bet.
Okay.
And
okay.
with Invisible Fence brand, again, we're really conscious of it's important that you don't just throw the collar on the dog, throw him outside mm-hmm. within the containment zone, because he could be totally confused from that.
Right.
So, again, when people work with us, we'll help them in that regard. The best thing to do in that situation is take the dog to a dog park. Take the dog someplace else away from the home.
Okay.
With any type of correction collar, the dog has to learn how to shut it off. Otherwise, the dog can be fearful of it.
Okay.
So basically, you take it someplace else so the dog learns if he barks, he feels this correction, and he starts to associate it, and he says, okay, fine, I'm not doing that anymore. Then you take him home, maybe put it on inside the house first, and then go outside with it.
And the idea is to make sure he's not feeling anxious about being outside in your
right,
backyard.
Correct.
He doesn't associate it with that negative experience.
Right. You don't want him to think his perimeter just shrunk on him. You want him to realize
okay.
that if I go over to the perimeter, I feel this correction, I turn around,
I got
it stops.
Yeah.
Or if I bark, I feel this other correction, I turn around and stop.
Now, if you don't actually have, because let's say you have a fence in the backyard and you don't have a pet containment system, is the same rules apply? Is it really important?
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
So some of your ongoing regular customers that you've supplied these invisible fence brand systems, those are the people that should be having their ears perk up as far as how to actually administer a bark control.
Right.
Right.
Then there's other types, too, as well, that are sonic-driven.
Interesting. We're talking this morning with Rich Johnson, the owner of Invisible Fencing Midstate in Hazlett. And, Rich, I see in front of you a Kong that looks like a squirrel. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's great. You know, it's important with a lot of dogs that they tend to drive the owners nuts that you keep them busy.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways to do that is if you give them a toy with a little bit of food in it that they have to work on for a half hour to get to the food, it keeps them busy. You're on the phone, the dog's not bothering you, it's not barking maybe. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of little things you can do to make your life with your dog a lot more pleasant that maybe you don't think about. A lot of dogs have to work. They have to think. They have to be busy.
Right.
And again, dogs like that, a simple little toy like a Kong, and this one happens to be made by a company called Premier. It looks like a little squirrel, and for a medium to a large dog, this works well. And we have other sizes that work better for the smaller dogs.
Well, and one thing that just a friend, just kind of one of those tidbits. When I'm sitting down listening to the radio, I always want to pick up some new ideas. But one idea that a customer shared with me was simply she would flavor up, she would moisten down her dog food, flavor it up with something, make it really tasty, make it into a mash, put it inside there, and then freeze it. And just by freezing it, instead of it being a 5 or 10 or 15 minute little, interactive with the dog, it actually would take maybe an hour because it would lick and lick and lick. Kind of reminds me of the zoo, and they make a big ice cube and then put stuff in it, and the bears or whatever are waiting forever. So just another one. But that concept there, if somebody doesn't have something like that in their house, they should. That dogs are always bored, aren't they?
Right. It's fun. You can use it like a ball. You can throw it around. Kind of bounces funny, and it makes the dog work a little more to get it.
Interesting. Now, what is this two-meal pet feeder that I see in front of me? Rich, can you explain exactly what that is and how someone would use it during the holidays?
Well, this is something we use personally. I had a cat in the past that would snarf up every bit of food that was available to him. And, we'd leave for the weekend, and we wanted to provide him over the weekend so he would, not starve by Sunday night. So what this is a two-compartment timer, if you will, that there's you can put food on each side, and you can put different portions in it. And then you close it up, set the timer. And then it'll open one side maybe in 24 hours, whatever, and then in 48 hours open the other side. And we also have available 5-compartment feeders, too, for longer times, or if you have a pet that you want to feed multiple times in a day. So, again, just make it better for your pet and give you when you're gone, you're not feeling so guilty about it.
This would be that one gift that maybe you have the dog or the cat open before you go out of town for Christmas holidays. And, I don't think he'll get upset that he picks his gift early. So,
nah, I think they're probably a lot less picky than some people I know. So, and I see also in front of me an extreme weather pet door. Rich, can you explain where that would be an applicable gift or who would like something like that?
Well, if you want the freedom to give your dog to run in and out on their own so you're not always having to go to the door, which can be a real hassle, especially when you're entertaining people and that sort of thing over the holidays, we do install pet doors as part of our service to people. And what manufacturers found is that pet doors are really popular through the center of the country where the temperatures are a little bit more moderate. The northern climes, the southern climes are not as popular. Well, this is to take on that issue of allowing the cold wind to come in through the house. This has actually 3 flaps built into it where the dog or cat goes through it. So there's a high R factor there, so it won't allow as much of the weather to leak back in the house.
And I imagine they cost a little extra, but I guarantee they'll pay for themselves over time.
Yeah, it shouldn't take too long. They're really fairly closely priced to the standard ones. Yeah,
really?
Not too much more.
Okay. I wanted to go back to the barking collar because you had mentioned, you had kind of hint on even an audible type barking control.
There's a third style that, again, it's triggered by the dog barking, but it's instead of emitting static or a spray, it's a high-frequency sonic sound. So if you have a real sound-sensitive dog, a dog that hates fireworks, for example, or, you know, a wind blows, a dog gets nervous, that type of dog, that might be a very good product to stop the barking. Because, again, that you want to work with what is relevant to that particular dog. And again, with some dogs, Sonic really works well.
And I think that a listener wouldn't realize how smart these bark control collars are. They actually think a little bit and reprogram themselves based on the actual activity of the dog and as it tests it. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. Years ago, we would not even remotely think about using these because they were so crude, if you will. But over the years, the way they developed is initially the dog would bark. It'd feel a collar would feel a vibration, and it would give out a static.
Okay.
Well, then if you put that on with another collar and they clank together, it'd give out a static. So then they say, okay, well, let's put a microphone in there. So the dog barked, it heard it, and it would give off static. Well, then the dog next to it barked, it would give off static. So that wasn't right. So then they decide, okay, well, let's put both in there. So the dog has to bark, it has to feel a vibration, and then it activates. So that's much better, and that's what this does. Well, some dogs needed higher correction levels to stop barking. So then they put in a escalating correction level as the dog barked, and then when it stopped barking, it would drop down to the first level. Mm-hmm. Well, that created a three-bark barker. So the dog would go bark, 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 and wait till it dropped. Bark, 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 wait till it dropped, keep going. Mm-hmm. So then they said, okay, well, let's elevate the correction, but instead of dropping it all the way down, let's drop it one level. So that's where we are today. Mm-hmm. Bark, bark, bark. It's uncomfortable enough, they stop. It drops just one level. So if they start again, maybe they get one bark out of it, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So these can be used with a dog wearing another collar, including an Invisible Fence brand collar, and it doesn't get triggered by the dog next to them, so you can use it with multiple dogs. So these are much, much better products that can be used without confusing the dog.
And there's lower, you know, less expensive, more expensive styles, but you know, pretty much the rechargeable, better quality products are probably the way you want to go.
Yeah, I'm not so wild about rechargeable because you just can't predict the life of your battery on those.
Right.
But those are inexpensive batteries. But again, you want the proper trigger more than anything else.
Know your dog.
Yes.
Know your dog. Know him well, and pick the right product, specifically scent. Oriented, I think it's a citronella spray, is that correct?
There's on the market.
Yeah,
the one we carry smells kind of more like lemon.
Lemon, not bad. You might even get in your mind thinking that maybe somebody already cleaned your furniture, whether they're clean or not.
Actually, it smells, you know, it does kind of smell pretty good afterwards. And we found it just as the scent didn't really matter to the dog. It's just as effective. But we found that the citronella a lot of people don't like. So that's why they, their focus groups, et cetera, they switched over to lemon.
Well, fantastic. That's something I didn't know.
And if anyone is interested in seeing any of these products or talking with you about it, Rich, you're open Monday through Fridays?
That's correct. 9 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 to 6 Tuesdays, Thursdays, or give us a call. The local number is 517-339-5340. The 800 number is 800-824-3647.
Okay, fantastic. Come out to Invisible Fence, take a look at some of these great products. Make your holiday a little bit better and a little bit more pet safe. So thanks very much, Rick. We appreciate your coming in.
Thank you.
And it was good to see you again.
Great, thanks very much. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, you bet.
Fantastic. And Rick, in the next segment, we're going to continue our conversation talking about great gifts for the holidays, and we're going to talk about products made from alpacas. And we're going to have Mark Dayrell back in. So that's after the break, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
It's true.